After the devastating derecho, more local leaders call for power lines to be buried, and regulators get set to hear from you.
And WDTOP's Kate Ryan is here to tell us what we can expect. Kate, we have been reporting that D.C. has asked Pepco to bury the power lines, and now this group called the Big Seven is calling for the same thing in Maryland. Tell us about the Big Seven, who this group is, how could things change?
Right here, the letter was sent to the Public Service Commission Chair, Douglas Nazarian, and it was signed by six Maryland County executives and Baltimore City's mayor. Now, those county executives include those in Montgomery, Prince George's, and Howard counties. Those are political powerhouses. Now, this is not supposed to be a political decision. The PSC is sort of a quasi-judicial body that's supposed to be impartial. But there's a lot of political pressure because of these power outages that are going on. Now, the letter calls on the chairman to get the utilities to bury power lines. But most surprising, the counties want the utilities to disclose where the outages are so that in cases like last week, they can send personnel like firefighters to check on residents. And the letter, according to the letter, the companies, the utility companies, would not disclose that information. Now, whether or not they could, that's going to be coming out in the questions that follow. But that was a big concern here. Now, the counties are also saying they don't expect the utilities to bury all of their power lines, but those that are most critical and those that seem to be most vulnerable to going out repeatedly. That's a big issue.
Kate, it seems like most people would agree that something needs to be done.
That's right. And the question arises, who can get this done for us? Many county residents have been calling on their county council members and complaining there, but they don't have the authority to do that. It rests with the State Public Service Commission. The challenge here is in helping people understand how to navigate and how to have input on that. The PSC has shied away from publicity in the past, but last week, Douglas Nazarian held a news conference. It seems that they are getting the very clear message that they've got to be a little more transparent for folks.
All right. WDTOP's Kate Ryan.